BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Where did you find it?
I didn't. Chelsea did. She was moving the tables back after the party.
Oh, well, thank her for me. I hate losing gloves.
Well, at least I would have known what to get you for Christmas. Other than that, how are things going?
Well,
we didn't get to talk properly last night. Have you heard anything else from Gavin?
No. Although I did have an interesting chat with Linda. It's not just me Gavin wanted to see. He spoke to her, too. She's made me think again about giving him something.
Kirsty, come on.
I'm not talking about half the house or anything, but now my job's more secure, I've got a mortgage offer in principle for Willow Farm, and with the equity I already have in the Beechwood house, I can afford to give him a bit of money.
But why should you?
Because I don't want to be the sort of person who just writes people off. He and Philip treated people like they were less than human. I don't want to be like that. At least then I can sell the house with a clear conscience.
So, when are you going to see him?
I'm on my way now. I've got the address for a hostel he's been staying at in Felpersham.
Kirsty,
I'll be fine.
At least let me come with you.
What? No.
What?
Honestly, Natasha, there's no need.
Hey, Kirsty. Hi. How's it going? You all right?
Hi, Helen. Yeah, not too bad. I was just telling Natasha I can't hang around.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. I'm off to pick up Jack and Xander from school. Tomorrow is fine, by the way.
Sorry?
About the viewing? So it's the same couple who came to see the house on Sunday, is that right?
Yes, they want another look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess. Look, I really do have to go.
Yeah, sure. Don't let me hold you up.
I'll see you.
Okay, bye.
Wow. They must be really interested then, in the house. I mean, you don't ask for a second viewing unless you're seriously considering buying somewhere.
No. No, you don't.
Sorry. I know the kitchen's not that nice, but it's better than my room.
No, it's fine.
There's six of us, but nobody really comes in here except at meal times. I've mainly kept myself to myself.
How's the cold? You're looking better than you did on Sunday.
Yeah, it was pretty bad the next day, but yeah, I'm all right. Tea?
Sure, thanks. You saw Linda then?
Yeah. She wanted me to know what I put her through. But when she said she didn't want me to be miserable either, it made me realise I can't expect everyone I've hurt to forgive me. All I can do is try to do something better with my life.
What do you mean, do something better?
Just be a decent person, I suppose. Earn an honest living. Maybe meet someone one day. Have a family, raise them knowing right from wrong. But who knows? It's a long way off.
Well, you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Listen, Gavin, the reason I'm here...
Yeah, that was a surprise as well. After Sunday, I assumed you didn't want to see me again.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have thrown you out like that.
Don't be sorry. I just figured I should leave you alone.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe you were after something. I mean, it was a bit odd you appearing just as I put the house up for sale.
I explained that.
And I believe you. I would still like to help you, though.
Help me? How?
Hey, you're back later than usual.
Oh, Joy. Didn't see you there.
Was it those roadworks just outside the village?
No, not especially. I just got chatting with Ian when I dropped off Xander.
That was so kind of Ian to agree to help organise the panto trip.
Yeah, wasn't it just?
Hey, were you pleased with how it went last night?
Oh, yeah.
Your mum and dad looked like they had a fabulous time.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they're so lucky. It takes some of us our whole lives to find our soulmate. I suppose they must be at that eco-hotel by now.
Yeah, I expect so. I'm sorry, Joy, but I better make sure Jack's not walking mud through the house. We've got a viewing tomorrow morning.
Another one?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the place tidy.
Tell you what, Mick's not back from Grey Gables for a couple of hours. Why don't I come in for a cuppa?
I'm serious. I don't want it, Kirsty.
But it's just enough to give you a leg up.
You could rent somewhere, not have to share places with strangers.
Some hostels are all right.
You could start your own business, buy an old van, get some tools.
Kirsty, no.
You were right. You're a victim of your dad, too. Oh, don't cut off your nose to spite your face.
I'm not, but if I'm going to rebuild my life, I have to do it on my own. Otherwise, I'll never be able to look at myself in the mirror. In any case, it's your house. You should have all the money from it. You deserve it.
Do I, though?
You're yearning, you? How many other people would want to help someone like me? You're an incredible person, Kirsty. Most people only think about themselves. You, though, you want to make the world a better place. That's why Dad married you.
What?
At least that's what I reckon. He thought if he was with someone good like you, then it kind of absolved him.
Oh.
He knew what he was doing was evil. With you, he could be someone else.
He fooled me, that's for sure. I still ask myself how I didn't see through it.
Well, maybe because Dad hadn't always been like that. Back when I was small, before the divorce and the money troubles, he was actually a kind, decent bloke. That's the Dad I saw when he was with you. It's the Dad who wanted you to have the house. I can't imagine it going to a better person.
Are you sure there's nothing I can do? Even if it's only small?
No.
Just to get you back on your feet?
Honestly, just the fact you wanted to help. That's enough.
Well, if you're absolutely certain...
I am. And who knows? Maybe we'll bump into each other in a few years and I'll be back on my feet. My own 2 feet.
I hope so, Gavin. I really do.
Goodness, Helen. This place is like a show home. I mean, you always keep it pristine, but this is something else.
Natasha was joking earlier that I shouldn't bother. She thought I should just let the house get messy, try to put potential buyers off.
Oh, I wouldn't blame you. The amount of people you've already had look round. You'd be calling in the removers even sooner than you thought.
Yeah, perhaps.
Any luck finding somewhere new?
Well, I've had a look, but there's not a lot out there.
Good thing you've got your mum and dad's as a stopgap then, eh? I bet they'd love to have you and the boys living with them again.
Yeah, they might. I'm not sure I'd be that overjoyed.
Helen!
No, don't get me wrong, Joy. Mum and Dad are fantastic, but they do worry about me. I can start to get a bit claustrophobic. You know, it's why we've been so spoilt living here. It's close, but not too close. I'm going to miss it a lot.
Well, who knows? All sorts of things can go wrong selling houses. Kirsty's not even had an offer yet, has she?
No, not yet.
There you go, then. You could still be living here in 6 months' time.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Right, I'd better make a start on dinner.
Ooh, what are you having?
Sausage and kale stew. I need to just get the sausages going.
Ooh, sounds nice.
So how are things with you, Joy? How are you getting on with your new lodger?
Lodger? That's a funny way to describe someone who shares the same bed.
Oh, it's going well then.
Oh, Helen, me and Mick are having an absolute ball. I know it's hardly like we've been strangers. I've not been this happy in years.
Wow, that is fantastic. Yeah, well, next thing you'll be announcing you're engaged.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Joy, you're not, are you?
No.
I was going to say.
Oh, but last night did make me think. Seeing your mum and dad like that, together for 50 years and still so devoted to each other. When you've been by yourself as long as I have, you forget a relationship like that's still possible. Maybe you don't even think you deserve one.
Joy, that's an awful thing to think about yourself.
Only in your darkest moments, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. But still, of course you deserve to be in a relationship.
And now I am. Oh, I know it sounds daft, but Mick agreeing to move in, it's made me realise I'm allowed to be happy. And I think Mick's happy and all. Do you know what he said to me at the party last night?
What?
He said, when you find the right person, you need to hang on to them as tight as you can. I've spent so many years stuck in the past. And yes, I know we've only been living together for a few days, but we've been courting long enough for me to know he's the right man. If I'm honest, I've known for a while.
So
I'm going to take the bull by the horns. Christmas Day is going to be extra special this year. I'm going to propose. Wow, Joy!
Are you sure you don't mind me dropping by? Oh, I've been worried all afternoon.
No, not at all. Grab a stool.
Oh, thanks.
Glass of wine?
Oh, sure, if you're having one.
I most certainly am.
So, how did it go? Did you offer Gavin the money?
I did.
And?
He refused it.
He did what?
I know. I was shocked too. He said he didn't deserve it.
And he wasn't just playing games. He seriously didn't want it.
I practically forced it on him, Natasha. He was adamant.
Oh, gosh. And maybe he really isn't such a terrible person.
No. All I want to do now is get shot of the house and finally put the whole awful episode behind me.
How do you mean get shot of it?
Well, sell it as quickly as possible. It's what I should have done as soon as the house was mine. But there was so much else going on, and it had so many painful memories. You know, it's been 4 years since me and Philip got married. Our anniversary would have been on Tuesday.
I wasn't sure if I should say anything.
And on Christmas Eve, it'll be 4 years since my whole world imploded. So strange, the things your brain remembers. Me and Philip were standing in the hall at Beechwood, and he'd just told me the truth about using slave labour.
Oh.
Just at that moment, Poppy started singing carols outside. I can hear her now. I have this image of Philip's stupid Christmas lights. That's what always goes through my head whenever I step through the front door. The carols and the Christmas lights. And how surreal it seemed. How none of it fitted with what I'd just learned.
I'm not surprised. What you went through was horrendous.
Well, I guess since I moved here, I've been able to push it to the back of my mind. Oh, after this week, though, I... Seriously, if that couple tomorrow make even a half-decent offer, I'll bite their hand off.
Really? You will?
Even if it's under the asking price. As long as it means I can buy this place. Oh, sorry, Natasha, are you hungry? I must have some nibbly things somewhere.
Kirsty, hold on. I haven't mentioned it before, but there's something me and Tom have been discussing. He's been a little more circumspect about it. I think mainly because of Helen. But if you're now saying you want a quick sale...
Sorry, Natasha, I'm not following.
How would you feel if me and Tom bought the house? Can we make you an offer?